How's the bullpen doing after last night?
Yeah, surprisingly, we pitched 8 out of 10 guys down there, but you know, thankfully, with the expanded rosters, there are 10 guys down there. So, you know, we have Frankie going tonight. You know, I think Tampa's in the same kind of situation. You know, with the fact that these have been two grinding games, and you know, so. Plan is for Frankie to get through 5 or 6.
At this point, yeah. I was going to say, at this point, you know, in this stretch of sense, you guys don't feel like you need to make a move or anything for another reliever?
No. You know, at this point, I think we have enough. You know, we've done a pretty good job in 5 games of getting guys into games, you know, not overly. Using guys, but we got some great length yesterday with Kolarik and with Lemoyne. That really helped. And we still had, you know, they gave us a chance to win the game. They kept us in the game, and you know, so that was impressive.
So many new guys, is it going to take some time to kind of understand how often you can use certain guys?
Yeah, you know, that's the goal for me after I finish up here, is to go talk to those guys, make sure they're feeling good. You know, you always want to have those relationships so they trust you. And, you know, I know if I go down there and talk to Adam Kolarik, he's going to tell me he's fine. And he threw 45 plus pitches yesterday. So, you know, it's a testament to who he is.
Your leadoff hitter.
Yeah, well, you know, Tony's out of the lineup tonight. You know, she. At the top of the lineup, I'm not sure if he's let off in the last few years, but you know, decided to have him at the top.
What do you like about here as the leadoff guy against left-handers?
Well, I mean, he's one of our better hitters against lefties, so you try to get him up as many times as possible, you know, in those situations. And you know, with Tony out. Who's generally an on-base guy. You know, I think it makes sense for us tonight to have Chi at the top. Yeah, well, again, you talked about it early. It's 17 in a row, and the shortened spring training, even though position guys, you know, got to 30 at-bats, generally spring training gets you to 50 at-bats and a lot more innings and time on the field. You know, we had to take it slow. And you can see the effects of a long game last night. Both teams aren't hitting today. That's a sign that guys need to recover, guys need rest.
What have you thought just the way Tommy Ever just kind of worked with the hitters in the cage and just kind of the communications in there just as his first year hitting?
No, Tommy's been great. You know, he's got some established relationships from being in our organization. But, you know, it's a fresh voice. You know, on the flip side of that, Darren Bush and Eric Martin's out on the bases are really enjoying their roles. You know, so overall, I'm really happy with kind of the configuration of our staff.
Do you need to look at maybe getting Elvis? Are you going to look at getting Elvis?
Yeah, everyone really. When there's opportunity over the next. 10 days to get a guy a blow. Yeah, it's Elvis obviously is on my mind, but he's also a guy that loves to grind and loves to play. So, you know, the factor of being on the turf and the outfield kind of comes into play. Infielders are still kind of, you know, on their normal surface. So, but yeah, we're looking into all these guys and trying to get them a day of rest.
Domingo Acevedo is a guy that he seems like he's pitched in a couple of maybe leverage situations early on. What have you seen from him, and what do you like about him maybe in those late games?
Well, Domingo's a guy who so far has come in and throw strikes and attacks his own. You know, I laugh with him. He's just got such a great personality, such a good way about him. You know, I watched him last year, you know, in the bullpen on the staff, and I just, there was something I really loved about him, and I think, you know, he's gone out and had some success early, and that's great for us.
What was it that you saw? Like, what was it?
No, just his you know, preparation, his want, right? He's just not, he doesn't shy away from things. And that's a great quality to have, especially as a reliever. When you come in and you just attack, like, you know, it's not always going to work out, but he's an even keel, like a loose and fun guy.
So it's 8 o'clock last night. It's the bottom of the second. Are you grinding in here?
Yeah, I'm grinding if it's 6, if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Ken. It feels like a grind. But yeah, no, long game. But, again, you know, when you're playing and when you're on the staff and there's this ability to check your watch and say, wow, we're 2 hours and 10 minutes in. When you're managing, I'm not checking my watch. I didn't care what time it was. It was just about getting through the game and getting a chance to win, and we had that, and it just didn't work out at the end. So.
One new experience you're having as manager is maybe post-game, win or lose, that you kind of relive the game and think about what are countless decisions you do or don't make. Mm-hmm. What has that process been like?
Well, it's an educational process for me. You know, going through the decision-making in-game, and doing it post-game is just an education for me. And what I can learn, what I can grow from, challenging, you know, certain decisions. I've got a great bench coach that's, you know, been a manager for 5 years. I've got a ton of history on this staff. Mike Aldretti, Darren Bush, Chris Crone, guys that have managed throughout the minor leagues. You know, it's awesome. And then, again, you just... if we're not doing that, then how are we going to grow? How are we going to get better? And I use that word, you know, with the players. It's like we have to have a growth mindset. And that will lead us to you know, challenging ourselves to be different, to make change, because change is a word that everybody fears. So.
Is there something that you could share that you've learned in these first few games that have counted in that regard?
I mean, there's a ton of stuff that I could share, but then you guys would probably think I'm second-guessing myself, which I, you know. No, in all seriousness, you know, I think as we get into this, I'll probably start sharing more of the process and the learning curve and, you know. But right now, it's still too fresh.
You wouldn't be human if you weren't second-guessing yourself for a game, right? I mean, really, you go back through your decision-making and stuff.
Yeah, but not second-guessing. That's not the right word. When you're going through that decision-making, you're either confirming that you made the right decision or you're learning from it. And then you're evaluating, well, what could I have done different? You know, it's never a second-guess. Once you make that decision, you make it, and then it's got to be gone, and especially in game, because the next decision is right behind it. So,
yeah. One of your old managers used to say the players make the lineup. So, as you've gone through different combinations, is there a chance? Would you have a desire that guys win positions like at first and third? You mix the match, and guys, are you happy that we're going to be matching up and we're just going to go down that direction for a while?
You know, that sounds like a question from like 1997. That the players win the lineup or make the lineup. But no, in my mind, you know, yes, there's opportunity to earn jobs. We talked about that in spring training. There's, you know, young guys on this team that are trying to prove themselves. We got veteran guys that are trying to also, you know, prove themselves and day in and day out. But you look to give them the best opportunity for success. That's really what the lineup comes down to. It comes down to, you know, the matchups for each individual guy and how they're going to go out that night and have success.
How many players are there during 28 are not going to be able to go with you to Canada?
I'm not 100% yet. And probably won't want to share that until we get to Toronto. So.
Thanks.